Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage.
Buddy Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the GAC here in Washington, D.C., put on by the fine folks at the America's Credit Unions.
That's a nice ring to it.
They come together, Chuck. Pretty cool. What's your take on that?
A little bit of this consolidation going on in the industry,
I think so. You might know a little bit about that right now, huh?
A fair bit, yeah. we're following the lead of America's Credit Union.
Yeah. What's your take on the merge with CUNA and NAFQ? Kind of throw you a little curveball here in the beginning.
I think as an industry, the more we collaborate, the better we use, one of the assets that differentiates us. Mm-hmm. And I think what CUNA and NAFQ did in coming together, much like ours, it wasn't the first time the two had engaged.
Yeah, that's right.
But when you think long-term about our industry, it creates a stronger advocacy mm-hmm. and stronger organization to support the industry,
right.
And I think the timing of it is absolutely right.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it's a unified, one powerful voice, especially going up there on Capitol Hill where they're being pulled in 100 different directions. My goodness. So yeah. So let's talk about obviously the obvious, PSCU Co-op Solutions. What's the latest? Can you share with us what's the latest going on with this combination?
Yeah. So we're 64 days in. Not that we're counting.
Not all.
But it really started a year ago here at GAC. I had a long discussion with the chair of co-op's board, Joe Knopp from mm-hmm. Stanford
yeah.
Federal,
yeah.
And it progressed from there. And, fifth time the two organizations had engaged, going all the way back to 2005 with Stan and Dave Serlo.
That's
and,
some history right there.
Over the years, ego got in the way of some of that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Timing perhaps, but this time it felt right because of what we just talked about. The industry around payments consolidated quite a bit 3 and 4 years ago. A lot of that was done because of scale.
Mm-hmm.
And for Co-op Solutions, PSCU, to be spending on, $10 million on cyber IT and plus PCI compliance, all those things, we're spending it twice.
That was my next thing. There's a lot of redundancy there, right? Redundancy.
Yeah, we can use that to help credit unions with some of the mobile technology, the wallet technology that's going on, and it's just a better use of credit union member money. Mm-hmm. So our boards in the discussions really said, let's focus on three areas. Let's focus on our employees, let's focus on our member-owner credit unions, and let's focus on the industry.
Yeah.
And if we stay there, we will get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened. So what's going on now is we are in full integration mode. We set up an integration management office, IMO, and we probably have 150 employees that are in the IMO, and that's mm-hmm. focused on bringing the two companies together. But over 5,000 employees focused on, I can't tell a credit union, hey, we can't get your project done because we're merging the two companies.
Yeah,
so the lion's share of our employees are focused on credit unions' everyday business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are.
Okay.
And it's going to take 18 months, 2 years, maybe even a little longer.
Yeah.
We get to do it in a way that, I don't have to report to Wall Street on hitting numbers and all that. We get to do it in a way that aligns with our employees, our credit unions, and the industry, and we're very methodically going after that.
What does it look like from the credit union perspective? Kind of maybe an outside-in viewpoint, and how are you kind of keeping a consistent vision there? Because obviously Co-op had a vision, you guys at PSU have a vision, and aligning those visions, what does that look like to a credit union approaching this? Because there might be some how's this going to look for us? Especially the established clients who've been with you guys for quite a while, and maybe even some prospects coming in too.
Well, here at GAC, it's two booths because we were, you know, January 1
totally
closing
that. Totally
on our deal, so yeah, it still looks like, you know, we're participating together, but loosely, you know.
Well, same with member forum and Think, too.
Correct.
Right?
We have two conferences because we're so locked in and the penalties to get out of that, so... You know, great opportunities to showcase how the two organizations can support credit unions. I think one of the great things is when we really got deep in the process, you could have taken their strategic plan and put it in PSCU and vice versa, because there were so many similarities
as
to what we're, you know, focused on over the next 2, 3, 5 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that helps. I think one of the other big things that we're concentrating on right now from an outside-in perspective, but it's internal, is culture. We've got to keep the strong culture that both organizations had that aligns with credit unions.
Right.
You know, credit unions have a big decision to make, and that's trusting their member with somebody else. You know, we will support the member in the contact center. We'll support the member in fraud disputes. We'll support them throughout their utilization of payments and digital technology. So when a credit union makes that decision to outsource, an organization owned by credit unions should always be the preference.
Mm-hmm.
And we're focused on service. That's what we're built on. That's what the industry is built on. And if the credit union member does not know PSCU Co-op Solutions exists, then we did a good job.
That's a good point. Yeah,
that means we got
that
close.
Yeah, never thought
so
of that.
We're really, from that outside in, want the industry to know that our board of 13 credit union CEOs keeps us really honest and focusing on service.
Yeah, no doubt.
And service includes technology today. So the investment levels and the people are all going to be about that focus.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm glad you brought up the culture aspect of it as well, because obviously PSCU and Co-op Solutions, they both have... They've excelled in cultures, both organizations, and everybody knows that. And so, again, bringing the two together, how do you keep that alignment, and how do you keep that, pardon me, that culture going? So, because I mean, that's a task in itself. So
it is, and you
and
know,
it comes from the top down a lot of times.
Yeah, I want all of our people to feel vested in the process.
Okay.
So you know, yesterday here at GAC, I had an opportunity, all the team members that are here representing the company, to speak to them for a few seconds. And I just said, forget about the integration for the next 2 days.
Okay.
Focus on having fun representing what we're in the middle of and what we're going to be as we get this all pulled together. Be proud of that, because you know, it's taken a lot to, first of all, make it happen. But you compete, friendly competition, over the years, you know, both in organizations are 40 plus year assets of the industry. And when you compete, you really don't get to know the people. We're getting to know firsthand the co-op people.
Mm-hmm.
What an incredible group.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know I had an incredible group of PSCU talent.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to pull that together, take the best of the best and, you know, move our organization together, and then that carries over to, you know, some of the tools and technologies that we've built, making sure that, you know, we recognize all of the work that went into building and be able to say, hey, you know, this is the winning solution because it's best for credit unions. And I think as we engage our employees more around this service focus, that has a natural tendency to build culture.
Yeah. Well, and you're preaching to the choir with credit unions talking service, because they
clearly
know it unlike any other. So you gotta step up the plate in that area as well. I want to talk technology for a second, because obviously there's a great big effort in bringing the two organizations together. How do you guys stay on top of what's new, what's on the horizon? Obviously you have very talented people at both organizations, again, coming together, but boy, you know, staying on task in that area is a job unto itself. You know, just seeing what's coming at you, because it's as you know, business has never been faster, and it'll continue that pace as well. So
yeah, if one of your upcoming questions is what keeps you up at night, speed and cadence around technology is one of them.
Yeah.
So you know, I think around technology, the first piece is whatever commitments co-op made, whatever commitments PSCU made, they're going to happen.
Okay.
So no deviation from that. But I think what's important is it takes investment. And we have a discipline at PSCU, and now I'll carry that into PSCU Co-op mm-hmm. Solutions. Mm-hmm. Our revenue base, which in the combined organization is about $1.4 billion, we will invest 5 to 6% of that $1.4 billion annually mm-hmm. in technology.
Okay.
So the commitment is there to invest the right amount of dollars annually. And for our size company, you know, 80, 90 million in investment each year is a challenge to deliver.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there is an embedded 10 to 12 million that gets focused on IT, cyber, mm-hmm. and PCI compliance. Mm-hmm. That's gonna happen. And then the rest of that, it needs to go to products that make the consumer and the credit union staff more efficient.
Yeah.
So I think the other thing that's so important in our model, and we just had the meeting last week, which was formerly Co-op's Co-Creation Council. So we had 50 or so credit union folks in San Antonio mm-hmm. with our team. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big believer, if you build it, they might come. If you build it with them, they're already there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And as we get feedback from credit unions on how to direct those funds, you know, I think we're building it with them.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're owned by credit unions, that's the right model.
Yeah.
So I think we can send our teams from our product group to sit in the loan department at a credit union, the collections department, the branch, kind of see a day in the life yeah. of how stuff mm-hmm. works mm-hmm. that we've built, and we can learn from that and make it better. So you'll see an organization that builds that MVP or minimum viable product, and then we will enhance often.
Good deal. Yeah, definitely a two-way street there. That's
yeah.
where successful companies are born and raised and flourish, is when you have that two-way street, for sure, because you're getting it from the front lines, and you know
for
that
sure.
better than anybody. So yeah. So last question for you, and what do you guys want to achieve here, just kind of bringing it home here to GAC? Obviously, this is the kind of the talk of the conference right now, and CUNA and NAFQ coming together as well. So
yeah.
those are the two big stories, I think, at this conference. But what do you guys want to achieve here?
Well,
looking forward here.
I had like what should have been a 5-minute walk that took about 20, 25 minutes before, because you're right.
Everyone's grabbing you and talking.
Yeah,
hey,
you know. So it's the classic wanting to see all of our member owner partners,
yeah.
our partners that, you know, we do business with. So reconnecting that is always a priority. But I think giving the industry confidence that PSCU Co-op Solutions is better as one
mm-hmm.
than
mm-hmm.
it was as two separate
mm-hmm.
is a big part of what we're trying to accomplish here. And this is about a month out from our member forum in San Antonio,
yeah.
and then 60 days out from the Think Conference,
mm-hmm.
which will be in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this sets the stage for both of those.
Yeah.
There is, you know, a PSCU Co-op Solutions logo, and you know, you have it here. That's for this meeting, but there is branding work going on that we hope to unveil at Member Forum. So again, I think this is foundational to not only America's Credit Unions, but also to PSCU Co-op Solution to get the industry fired up
yeah.
about what we can do. And you know this as well as anybody, when our industry collaborates, we're tough to beat.
Oh, completely, completely. And I've heard that from outside this industry as well.
Yeah.
They are very aware of it, so
of course. And I think America's Credit Union and PSCU Co-op Solutions are great examples of that.
Mm-hmm. And as the industry continues to consolidate too, I mean, like it
yes.
or not, it's gonna happen.
It's
so I think things like this, and we talked about this before, is like, it's inevitable, so yeah. I mean, it's kind of almost like a have to. So,
yeah.
yeah, to reduce those redundancies that you talked about earlier. So, yeah.
And I think we touch now 3,500 or so credit unions through PSCU Co-op Solutions.
That is a significant number.
You know, when you do that, it means we have to be attentive to the larger credit unions, and we've got to be attentive to the smaller credit unions as well. So, you know, we'll build APIs right out of the gate with all of our solutions, data, product, technology. And then for some credit unions who don't have the ability to take those APIs and build out their own environment, we have to take them and build out the environment so they put a logo and color scheme on, and then the larger credit unions make the APIs available so they can build their ecosystem. Yeah. So it's making sure the whole industry is relevant long term.
That's the plan. That's the plan. I think you guys are well on the road to doing that for sure. So Chuck, thank you so much for hanging out for a few minutes.
Thank you for having me.
You were being pulled in 100 different directions, so I appreciate the time as always.
I wouldn't miss the opportunity.
Chuck,
appreciate it, man.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.